News, the 18th of October 2024. I find this very hard to believe. With all the anti-drone weapons we have at our fingertips, one would probably think no drones could ever be used to survey our military bases. According to a news release which seems incredible, here is the headline in the New York Post on the 14th of October 2024, UFO drones are surveying America's most sensitive military sites, and the Pentagon says it can't stop them. Can you believe this? The same story has been appearing in many other articles. The word UFO in this case just means we do not know where the drones are coming from. One of the problems with drones is they don't have much of a range. Another is they make a lot of noise. They are also relatively slow. So how can we be invaded by drones and not take them out of the sky? Where could these drones be coming from? I thought about this and have come to the conclusion there is no way they could fly a long distance, so that leaves a couple of ways they could be here. The first thing that came to my mind were all the illegal aliens here. We know we have many thousands and maybe hundreds of thousands from countries that are not friendly to the United States. Perhaps there is a secret group right here in the US doing this to us and sending their findings back to the motherland. They could also be terrorists who got into this country preparing for attacks. Whatever the reason, it is not good. Maybe the drones are expendable and do not have to fly back to base because they could download their data and just fly as far as they can before they run out of energy. Maybe the reason the Pentagon doesn't want to talk about this is, it proves we have been overrun at the border and we are in severe danger. It is said we found out about this back in December 2023. Now here is the kicker, which is even more unbelievable. At one point this went on for 17 days. How can we be this incompetent? The article in the Post states there is a law preventing us from shooting them down. This is unbelievable. If these drones were over a Russian or Chinese base, they would have been shot down without a second thought and protests lodged. Instead, we let them surveil our bases and even tried to keep it quiet. When the balloons flew across the country, the administration didn't shoot them down for days until they finally took action. A Chinese student was caught flying one drone near the Langley base this year. He pleaded guilty to espionage, according to the NY Post. These drones were said to be very loud and the speed they flew was estimated at 100 miles per hour. The flood of people coming from the border contain some very dangerous people, and who knows what they are able to smuggle into the country. We have a lot to worry about and some things we haven't even thought about, or we don't know were thought about. It is hard to estimate the danger we have been put into. Never in the history of this country have we been in such danger from an internal source, and this includes the two world wars and the Korean and Vietnam wars. We also have to change those stupid laws that prevent us from defending ourselves. I couldn't get over what Elon Musk did with the Starship booster. First of all, Starship made it into orbit and that was news, but there was icing on the cake as the booster was steered back to the launch tower, which had been equipped with metal rail structures nicknamed chopsticks. As the booster was maneuvered toward the launch tower, it was slowing down. It got to a point where it was between the chopsticks, which closed on it and caught it. This was the most incredible booster recovery I ever saw, and put SpaceX just that much further ahead of all the other aerospace companies on this planet. At this moment, some are struggling to land their boosters tail first and upright, and I don't see how in the near future they can mimic the catch made by SpaceX. Musk has promised Trump that if he is elected, he will send the Starship to Mars while he is still in office. I would never count this guy out. SpaceX, along with some in Congress, have been complaining about the delays on launches which have been put on SpaceX, and there were even fines. The FAA fined SpaceX hundreds of thousands of dollars. One might think, with all the delays, that this is all very strange, since the fines are unusual. The delays are bad enough. It has been said even NASA would like things to run more smoothly. The US Navy is investigating the deaths of two Navy SEALs. It is said they found the deaths were preventable, according to military.com. To quote the article, were preventable and stemmed from a lack of concern over flotation gear. Navy SEALs have a lot of pressure put on them, but they are not supermen, just because they are in great shape. It is very important that their superiors realize this and they should be provided with the best equipment. Intel, the chipmaker, has been in a slide lately, but a new announcement states the newest chips are the fastest right now. Of course, some of the other companies have yet to release their new models. Sometimes people in power do some strange things. Maybe most of us do at times, but those stories never make the news. One article I read talked about a sheriff who ordered Burger King and wasn't satisfied with his order, so he called for help from his department. I just hope that taking his forces to Burger King for a personal disagreement didn't cause someone else who might have had an emergency to be unprotected. It was said the sheriff apologized. I have met and heard about some people who were in a position over others who acted badly. Sometimes their position was just high enough to have a few people they supervised, but this gave them a great feeling of power. They would be very nasty to those under them. Then there were those who were in equivalent positions as others but thought they were in charge and became very hard to deal with. I even had an event where I was supervising someone and was a higher grade, but he insisted he was in charge. We had to go to my boss to straighten this out. Truthfully, it is hard to figure some people out.